Hi everyone, my name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
Welcome to our podcast, A Performer's Pathway.
A podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
As a prelude to every episode, we'd like to remind our listeners that this podcast is about the other side of the musical coin. One side, which you see a lot at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. And the other side is how to maximize your talent and skills in the real world, and that's what this podcast is about. Also, if you have a few extra seconds to spare,
which is technically only 3 beats at 60 BPM,
please subscribe to our show on your podcast app of choice and rate us 5 stars. You can leave a comment about absolutely anything, too. That small act of kindness will really help us expand our audience and continue to create new episodes.
And lastly, word of mouth is always super helpful. So if you like what you hear, please tell the world.
Before we get started here, I want to mention our monthly guidebook slash workbook called The Motivated Musician. It's geared towards serious musicians and it offers challenges, exercises, professional advice, and more to help keep your musical life and career on track. Also, as an extra perk, members get exclusive discounts from My Music Masterclass. And if you want to learn more, go to mymusicmasterclass.com, hit subscribe in the header menu, and you'll be good to go.
That being said, let's trek further down the path of...
You've been canceled.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Already? You found my old Twitter?
Yep.
Do you think people are going to start coming out, like, trying to get ahead of stuff?
Well, like, I mean...
celebrities?
That old Twitter shit you wrote about how George Lazenby was the best James Bond, like, that is going to get you canceled, man. You should not have written
that. Aged well. Did you see that documentary? It's amazing. That dude's awesome.
George Lazenby.
He's still one of my favorite, like, public figures ever. He, like, fought for the little guy. That one.
All right. Cool. Anyway. Basically, we're going to talk about cancel culture because it's just been in the news and how that affects musicians. I mean, obviously, it affects everybody. But we're going to talk about the music side of this right now without trying to get political because, you know, I'm going to approach this and Jake's going to approach this from a neutral standpoint. Although we have no idea and no script about what we're going to say, this is going to be very in the middle of the road. And our mission, just so you understand, is that we love all of our listeners and all the users of My Music Masterclass and the musicians in the world. And we are a musical community. And the musical community around the world, no matter who you are, I consider my family, and I know Jake does as well. We all speak the same language, and that is the goal here. My only hope is that I don't want anyone to say something that they regret or get into trouble if they don't have to. And I will get into that as we move on.
Yeah, the stuff, it's been crazy. It's never really affected me. It affected a job I had. So that was weird.
What happened?
And then it's just a company I worked for. He got canceled and
I threw
him under the bus like immediately. And it ended up sort of being maybe we didn't need to do that when all the facts came out. But that company essentially, you know, didn't do well after that.
Right.
It wasn't because of that solely, but like it affected me. And then now there's just, you know, I'm an avid freaking TV show watcher.
Right.
And like the stuff's starting to affect, like I was watching a season finale the other day and all of a sudden.
Of The Expanse, just, right?
Yeah, we don't need to get, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to, no spoilers, yeah, like, right.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like something random just happened, like out of nowhere. And I looked it up like, oh, I wonder why they did that. And it had to do with cancel culture, which again, like agree or disagree, right. Like, it, you know. My whole thing with this is, number one, it is technically a type of mob crowd, you know,
mentality.
Situation that
yeah.
we have. Yeah. Which is good and bad. Like
I mean,
anything.
The thing is that, yeah, it's a mob mentality. I agree. You know, but the thing is that this is the world we live in. Like, this is not changing. It's not new. And the fact is that this has happened before the internet got this bad or good or however you want to put it. I mean,
we could even say before we get into this, it's so easy. Like, I don't know how many listeners here have ever been in the public view, but if you are, like, because I know some people that are, and they have to be careful. Like, it just comes with the job.
Agreed.
It is so easy not to be a dick. Like, you can think in your mind whatever the hell you want. You could be the worst person in existence. I mean, hell, we know our musicians past. We know what we've done. We know what our heroes have done from the 70s. We know someone, you know, there's composers in the past that have literally written books on anti-Semitism. Like, it's just that if you're a modern human being, like, just don't fucking write that shit on a goddamn public forum.
Well, yeah.
Like,
or
what are you doing?
I mean, all right. Like, so right now, that guy, it's told you about Armie Hammer, whatever his name is.
Yep.
That actor. So he sent some text to his ex or whatever about he wanted to eat a rib or something, like some cannibalism tweet. Right. Now,
that's just,
you know,
spooky, man.
But that was meant for private use. So at least he didn't put it on his Twitter page. But yeah, he got, no one wants to deal with him now. And it's because of public opinion. You know, Roseanne.
And it's usually in that case because people have experienced it from him. So like it sparks the
same with Marilyn Manson. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, shit's been going on for a while and it's not right. And, you know, that actually, we could probably do a whole other podcast on this, Adam, but my whole problem in my entire life has always been how we just celebrate people no matter what they do. Like, the obsession that America has on celebrityism is just unhealthy. I hope, because I don't enjoy cancel culture, but I hope that, like, good comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that, number one, people think about what they do instead of just doing it. Number two, we stop just purely idolizing celebrities. Like, we have to stop doing that because it enables them to get away with this shit.
Yeah, I mean, but see that the bigger thing here, and this is something that I wanted to bring up, and we'll do it as we go, but again, we're non-scripted right now, is that we used to see celebrities get smacked down, you know, because something came out, like the Mel Gibson tapes, or like Paula Deen, or like I said, Marge Schott, or right now, Gina Carano, right? Or any of this stuff. I'm not even going to go into what happened, because, like, some of them are cut and dry. Sometimes, like, someone's saying the N-word or saying this, and it's like, wow, that's super fucked up. You know, sometimes there's sexual abuse claims, and, you know, and we can go into the whole fact that sometimes it's even like internet detectives getting involved, and their people are tried before, or they're guilty before tried, you know? None of that is relevant to what I'm trying to say at the moment, which is that we've entered the realm where we're all public figures. And that's what I'm trying to get at. It used to be just that so-and-so was a public figure and he or she couldn't say something that was super offensive. And you'd think, oh, well, you know, the celebrity should know better. I mean, you know, they're on they're given an interview, like, why did they have to say that? And then you say, well, their handlers don't, they're not telling them what to do, or they think that it's normal to be able to say something like that. But now the thing is, we're all public figures because there are no private conversations anymore. There's nothing that you can just say in passing because everything is permanent. And when I mean permanent, it's literally more permanent than a tattoo. Would you tattoo like some crazy offensive shit on your body? And some people do, because that's actually removable. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you say something on the internet, it's literally not removable. I mean, you can delete a tweet.
If people want to keep it, they'll keep it. You can delete it as much as you want.
It's on the cloud. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, so this is the premise of it. We live in the US, Jake and I, and I grew up here. You know, my ancestors are not from here, just like everyone else, unless you're a Native American. And what I love about this country and the right we have is free speech, right? And I hear this a lot from people when they get caught in controversies, is that they're saying, well, you know, we're supposed to have free speech in this country. Well, we do have free speech in this country. We have freedom to say whatever we want, aside from maybe threatening a president or something. There's a few things you cannot say.
Well, apparently you could still do that.
I know, with Mike
Pence.
At least
a vice president.
I know, it's so crazy. But I mean, anyway, my point is that, like, free speech means that I can say, like, I don't like the president, or I don't like this certain group, or this or this. You can even have hate speech. It's protected under our First Amendment.
Yeah, like, can you imagine saying to Saddam that he has a small dick?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they would fucking kill your whole family.
That's what I'm saying. You won't be killed. You won't be jailed. That's what it is. It means that the government literally isn't fucking with you for saying that, which is true here. You know, like I feel comfortable being able to say what I want about what I like and what I don't. Now, freedom of speech isn't freedom of consequences. And that's where this all goes. It's a little different. Like, for instance, if I say to my wife, you know, like, man, this is so fucked up. I shouldn't even say it. Like, you know, if I'm just like, yeah, you know, like you're, you don't look very hot anymore. And I want to fuck that girl over there or something like that. Like that would, and then I say, babe, it's free speech. You know what I mean? Like,
babe, it's free speech.
Yeah. I mean, don't we live in a,
say it like that.
Yeah. You have to say it like that.
That's so New England.
Yeah. Like that is not going to go over and my consequence will be bad. Right. It would be bad.
Like, dude, if I went online and under our name wrote like fucking, you know, Bob Minter sucks at the fucking saxophone. Right. And I wrote that like on our page without telling you, you'd just fire me. You'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, we're talking about it's free speech. Like, it's
freedom
now.
It is free speech.
Yeah, that's fine. Not, like you said it, now you're fired. Yeah,
exactly. Like, like you're free to say it. I mean, you're not going to go to jail for saying that.
Yeah, like plus like what Bob Minter record are you listening to where you would ever think that?
regardless, people have their opinions and that's fine. Like, man, I am an artist. Jake's an artist. Like, I am all about free speech. Like, I remember when it was in the 90s and I was living in New York and Giuliani was the mayor and I lived in Brooklyn and right across my street, like right where I lived in Prospect Heights and the Brooklyn Museum was across the street and they had this art exhibit and it was the Mother Teresa covered with shit. You know what I mean? And
nice.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously there were protesters and Giuliani was staging this whole thing to take it down because of how offensive it was. And the government didn't, when it came down to it, the government didn't have the power to take it down, you know, because it's freedom of speech. Now, do I think that that was a great sculpture? No. And I could see why it's offensive, you know, of course. But it's up to the Brooklyn Museum and they didn't take it down. So, but the Brooklyn Museum could have been like, yeah, we're getting too much
heat. It was inside of a museum.
Correct.
But it's art.
Yeah, like, but they could have said, you know, we agree it is offensive. We're not going to host it.
It's in bad taste. That's
yeah, fine. But they're the employer in that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So whatever the case is.
Yeah. But if it was just sitting outside, like in Times Square or some shit, like that would be a little weird.
Well,
but it was in a museum,
right? Because that would be state land. Exactly.
Yeah. But even so, just in, you know, it would just be random. There would be no context.
You know. But anyway, my point is that was the government, and literally, government couldn't stop them from hosting this exhibit, even though there was plenty of people that were pissed off. But the Brooklyn Museum could have literally taken it down, which would be the equivalent of Disney firing Gina Carano or anyone else. They have the right to say, fuck you, we're standing with our actor, or, you know, I can, anything.
Here's one thing I don't like about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's we're talking corporate capitalist fucking entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that pisses me off about, you know, something like Disney and all these companies firing people, it's they're not doing it out of their own morality. That's the thing. Like,
no, of course
they
not.
Don't give a fucking rat's ass.
No, like, matter of fact,
they're going to lose money.
Well, and Disney has a checkered past.
Yeah. So it's just, that's what kind of pisses me off. If like Disney randomly found this shit and they were like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Fired him, you know, like whatever, fired her. I'd be like, yay, like you guys are great. But it's not until like the mob mentality. That's why it's good and bad. Like it's amazing that people can go on the internet and be like, this isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Like this person needs consequences. Like this isn't cool. And then Disney's like, okay, like we'll probably lose money. Let's fire. It's just weird.
I'm 100% with you. And like I said, you know, I think most people know where my politics lie, but I'm not going to lie. Well, I said lie twice in two different ways. Anyway, I'm not going to not tell the truth. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you're right. I mean, the mob mentality is fierce and it pressures companies to do things when they might not actually have a moral high ground or anything like that.
And then there's when they miss too.
Yeah, agreed. But the point of this whole episode isn't really that there's a right or wrong side to this. It's more about the fact that it exists and that no matter what we do or want, this exists. There's a mob mentality. There is people that have opinions, and the internet is full of Twitterers, whatever it is, on the great www.web.
I wonder if we can call it like the great checkup. Like, I hope in history, this goes down to like these times, like these couple decades that we're probably going into, was just like a self-awareness check of the species. So it has to go to extremes sometimes, but like it forces people to kind of like check themselves. That's what I hope all this becomes. Like we come out just a more thinking species instead of just firing fucking cannons into the internet and being mad if we get consequences.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few examples I kind of wanted to throw in here that are more musical, because this is something that hits home.
Musical cancel
examples. Oh man, yeah, musical cancel examples. So there's a drummer named Hillary Jones, and this kind of blew up a bit ago.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Right. So she went on Facebook, and again, it's permanent. You know, I don't know. I she may have taken it down right afterwards, but it was pretty much a really, really, really racist rant.
It blew up.
And she was a drummer that was endorsed by a ton of people and played with some big acts. And literally every endorser dropped her, and they started calling her like KKK Karen or something like that. Whatever the case was. And she lost everything from one post. I don't know if it was drunk or sober or mad or whatever it was, but literally her entire career as a musician is gone. And, you know, when you're talking about like Gina Carano or something like that, she has options besides being an actor. Like she was an MMA.
She's already on the up and up. She's already teamed up with Shapiro.
And like she has allies, and Dana White is, you know, the president of the UFC. Like she could always get a gig. She's not going to be jobless. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm sure.
And it's depressing too, because these people are badass. Like she's amazing. She's an amazing athlete. She's talented as fuck. Just like this drummer. Like how hard is it to make it in any industry, dude? Like that's what pisses me off so bad. It's like, just like check yourselves. Like what are you going to ruin shit for?
Right. Well,
you've done an amazing job in life, you know?
Yeah. So basically, Hillary Jones, who is, like I said, she's a drummer. She no longer has a career. Like, I don't know who's going to play with her. I mean, I guess some people would, but I mean, it's going to be really hard to rebuild, because my whole point is that the musical community is pretty small. And when it comes down to it, there are subsets of it that are even smaller. And so, for instance, she did some jazz stuff. I think she was on a Tribal Tech record, or she did some stuff with Scott Henderson a while ago. Of course, Scott is a friend of ours, came out and said that she was deplorable. You know, she got fired from the gig because like Scott, she was really rude. Scott, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Scott's awesome.
Yeah. Scott's awesome.
But Scott speaks his mind.
Yeah. Like he speaks his mind. I saw this thing where he wrote, she didn't say anything racist when she was with us, but we fired her because she was a bitch to the roadies or something. Like he said, literally.
I love him.
Or like
I didn't know
like
he said, I love that he said.
And then, he said, but her statements were so deplorable that, I mean, she's a horrible person. And I haven't.
See, I like that.
He's like, we fired her 25 years ago, whatever, or whatever it was.
This is awesome, because like you look at someone like Scott Henderson, he reminds me sort of like a Bill Burr figure. That's the thing that people don't understand, is like you can still speak your mind and like just fucking rant about anything that you want. If you actually harbor no hate for anybody and anything that's like actually truly evil, then you're fine. Like Scott can get on and just talk shit about anything.
Yeah.
And it's never bad. You're never like, oh my God, Scott, like you're terrible. It's same with like Bill Burr.
Scott's a really intelligent guy. And when he does these posts that are rants, he's very inclusive. Like he doesn't slam. Yeah. He's not like these fucking Republicans or these that. He doesn't go there. And like,
I love that.
And it's the way I am as well. That. Like I have friends, I mean, that are of all and family that are Republicans, and I am not. It doesn't mean that we can't have a dialogue. And I am all about having dialogues. What I'm not about is hate, you know? So anyway, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
And if you want to even get smaller, and this isn't even a racist thing, there was a, and this is something I've mentioned before. a while back, there was a really talented saxophone player, younger kid, and really, really, really good player. And he went on Facebook and said, fuck Wayne Shorter. Like, you know, meaning that
a lot
of
people want to fuck Wayne Shorter because he's awesome.
Yeah, of course. But meaning that he didn't like his playing, or, you know, he had other people that he rather that he liked better, maybe Train or maybe whoever, you know, like it could have been Brecker. It doesn't matter. The point is that he said, fuck Wayne Shorter, and it came out disrespectful. And literally the jazz community just destroyed him. And yeah. He got blacklisted. I mean, I think he's working a little bit now, but I have some of my friends used to play with him, and they're like, yeah, never really got back. You know what I mean? Like he really lost a lot from that, because what happens is the smaller the community, the easier it is to fuck up like that. And he could have come back and said, man, I didn't even mean that. It was like a joke, or like, I'm sorry. But he didn't. He doubled down and he said, no, I don't like his playing. Fuck Wayne Shorter. I don't care, you know? And people were like, it's not that you shouldn't, you can't say you don't like his playing. You're just, it's so disrespectful. Wayne Shorter is like notoriously a really nice guy, plus like a living legend. And, you know, and the community is very protective of their elders. Therefore, he needed to be more, I mean, he learned the hard way. It ruined his career. And this kind of thing happens. So you just want to be like, don't drink and post or text, you know, like I said, we're all celebrities now in our own ways. Everyone's trying to be, right? Everyone's on Instagram posting their stuff. So, and I want to say this, like, I'm all for free speech and free thought. And what it comes down to it is, everyone can have free speech and freedom of belief, right? Because that's all in the Constitution. So my right is to believe that you said something offensive, right? And enough people believe that, then you're not going to work anymore. So it really depends on what you want. If you feel, honestly,
it's also kind of a shortcut, right?
What?
Like if it's not too illogical, if you think of it, like, okay, say, you know, this dude from the show, like he was abusing women.
Right.
If that gets around set, and then that gets around more actors, like you could just do it the old route of like word of mouth.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But the problem with that is people are too scared to do that. That's why mob mentality works. That's like the plus side of it.
Yeah.
Is you get to have strength through numbers, and you get to be sort of anonymous, so you don't feel threatened. But like, it should happen. Like if someone on set was like, hey, that dude, like, you know, sexually abused my friend.
Like Harvey Weinstein. Night, it took a long time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Then it's like on set, people are gonna be like, oh shit, we need to talk about this. And then, you know, like that's just a longer route than like it happening on Twitter.
Right.
And it's a safer route that it happens on Twitter. The problem is, of course, now we have to trust everything that people write on Twitter.
Agreed.
But like, like you just said, if enough people come out, then
and you were saying accurate. That like that documentary you just watched, that some guy's life got ruined.
Some dude's life.
Yeah, they ruined some guy's. So I mean, it can
that
be.
That should not have even been an investigation, because the freaking LAPD clowned that from the start. I'm gonna get so mad.
Well, plus to be honest, like I remember when the Boston bombing happened, right? And right away I was on Twitter, and there were all these news stories breaking, like, I mean, but amateur news, and like, and so all these sources said that they had found like this one dude, and he matched a description, and like, and they were looking for him, and it was the fucking wrong guy. You know what I mean? And like, that dude probably had people showing up with like shotguns to his door. You know, I mean, like, this is not vigilante justice. Like that's aside from the point.
But that's what we have to learn. That's also like what we have to learn. It's, you know, be a better person, think before you speak, and like, watch out. Like, if you know someone to be lying, if you know someone to just be doing this as like a troll, call them out. But, you know, it is like, you know, we have power now.
What I want to say though is this, like, because I am a very big believer in freedom of speech, like, I'm not going to tell you not to say what's on your mind. Like, all I'm saying is that you can say whatever you want, but you have to be prepared for the consequences. And like I said, with the terrible example that like my wife will punch me in the face for, you can say whatever you want. Like I could say, you know, like I like Armie Hammer, I could be like, I eat people, you know, I just post on Facebook, like, I think eating people is delicious. Like I use A1 sauce, and then like another cannibal nice. Will be like, A1 sauce, you're going to ruin the taste of humans. Like, how could you just put A1 sauce on a very good cut,
some hipster cannibal
yeah, of human meat? Like, that's disgusting. No ketchup. You just got to do it with some peppers and onions. And then, you know, and then you'll get a lot of people saying
sounds pretty good.
that Adam Small should no longer, you know, be in charge of his multi-trillion-dollar company, My Music Masterclass. But, you know,
speaking of multi-trillion-dollars, man, this new Ronnie series that we're working on, we should charge like $4 trillion for it.
Which one? Badass.
He's doing, Ronnie's got like, I have like 2.5 hours of Raw right now that we got to cut down. It'll probably be like 3 masterclasses.
Yeah, Ronnie Ben-Hur, he's awesome. The man.
Yeah, I love that dude. I wish the internet was just him speaking. He's got like the most relaxing voice. He could like, he's like,
he should
jazz
be on
Morgan Freeman.
He should be on that Headspace app. Just do like a guided musical.
Yeah. And then randomly, like when you're heavy into it, he just starts explaining music theory.
Yeah.
He's come out and you just know music theory. You're like, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I know how to play music.
He's like, Wes Montgomery and this and blah, blah. No, but
I didn't know he used to play a Barry Harris.
Oh yeah,
he just throws that in there.
No,
like,
that's why he knows all that stuff.
He's like, Barry Harris taught me this, and it was cool because we would play together, and I would try it. I'm like, wait, what?
No, it's true. Let me just bring up something else that I was thinking about. So, with TikTok, you know, since it's been such a obviously a big, big thing with younger people, and not even only younger people now, there's a lot of strange celebrity that comes from that as well. So this is all the same thing. Like you have to be careful what you do. And sometimes it's not even an offensive thing. Like for instance, Tessica Brown. Okay. She's the woman who put Gorilla Glue. She put Gorilla Glue in her hair and had to undergo surgery to get it out. Right now it spawned TikTok challenges where people are now putting Gorilla Glue on their lips. They had to go to the hospital, of course. I mean, it's not a good idea. I mean, I didn't need TikTok or I didn't need me to tell me this because I know Gorilla Glue. A matter of fact, any glue I wouldn't put in my hair, but maybe the child glue sticks you can get away with or like Elmer's, but Gorilla Glue, I don't know. Anyway, my point is that you have to be responsible about what you post nowadays. Like she said she posted because she wanted to know how to get it out, I think. I don't know. But yeah, you don't want to spawn a movement where people are hurting themselves either, like a challenge, like the Gorilla Glue challenge, or, you know, it's like all of a sudden, like if I just took like a hair curler and like stuck it in my ear and then you put it on TikTok, like there'll be a fucking hair dryer ear challenge.
Is that like your thing? Did you take a while to...
It's part of my that one. It's my BDSM routine. Yeah, I just put a hair dryer in my ear.
No, man. See, our generation had a much more abusive challenge. Try to be a fucking rock star like Led Zeppelin. That was our challenge. It just wasn't hashtag, and we all pretty much destroyed our lives
to be honest, this is probably an unpopular thing to say, but I mean, if there were social media or Me Too when Zeppelin was around, they would be fucking flamed.
Oh, dude. Every band in rock and
roll terrible with women. Motley Crue.
They were cuffing women to hotel beds and just leaving them there.
Yeah, they did
awful shit.
It is documented. And same with...
We've all been awful forever.
I mean, Motley Crue literally wrote the book, The Dirt. And if you read that, you'd be like, holy shit. Like, I mean, it's horrifying.
And that's the thing. Like, this is the great checkup. Like I said, like, let's get through this and
let's
come
be better.
Out a better species.
Right.
You know? It doesn't really take away from anything. If you think about like the history of bad behavior, it doesn't really get anyone anywhere. Like it's sort of like a bad drug. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do without bad behavior and to an extent of where other people are getting hurt. You know?
Yeah. So again, you know, without getting incredibly political, this isn't about what you believe and what side of the fence you are, if you're left wing or right wing. This is about consequences. And like I said, if you feel that there's some emergency that needs, you need to say something and you want to get the word out, I am all for free speech, but you have to be prepared for the consequences. Now, if it was something, this podcast is more about people that are feeling things and are, I don't know, quick with the trigger. I don't know what the word is, but people who maybe haven't thought it through 100% and just are either drunk posting or just angry and just saying things and thinking it's going to be small and not realizing it's going to blow up, which seems like there's a lot of people like that. And I feel bad for that demographic when they get hit with being canceled. And also remember that everyone has a cell phone and a camera. So like, just try not to be a dick. And you know, if you, I don't know. I mean, it's hard. People getting caught doing all kinds of stuff that fucks their whole career and their whole world up. So just try to live every day and every minute the way you want to be perceived. And if you're the type of person or you have a message that you feel that you really have to tell the world, like, you know, that, you know, a meteor is going to hit and we're all going to die or something like that, and no one's going to believe you and you're very unpopular for it, or you have to say something that you feel is very important and it's going to ruin your career and you want to stand by it, then I am all for freedom of speech. You know, you do what you have to do. I, on the other hand, will not be doing that. But because I don't think a meteor is going to hit the earth. And I like people. And I love music. And I love what I do. And I kind of like Jake. And
I mean, I'm kind of rooting for the meteor.
My cats and my wife. I'm kidding. I'm kind of rooting for the meteor. You just want the earth to blow up?
I mean, no, the earth, I mean, I don't know. I just
how about think, just we're electric
either,
magnetic
we're either beyond
pulse.
We're either beyond repair or we're just, you know, just starting to heal now. I don't know.
Yeah, but dude,
it depends
right,
where we go
out.
From here.
All right, so this is how we're going to end it. This is going to be even better, and you can just leave this entire thing in, no editing. All right, so EMP, right? Just an electric magnetic pulse weapon. Take out all of technology, bring us back to kind of the Stone Age. There you go, right? But now, then there's no podcast.
A solar flare would be more natural.
Solar flare.
And it would cover everything.
But in that case, this may be the last episode. So on that note, see ya. Questions, comments, episode ideas, hate mail. You can get in touch with us by contact form, email, or voicemail, all of which are available at our website, theperformerspathway.com. If one of your questions or topics makes it into the podcast, with your consent, of course, you'll receive a shiny new $10 gift card for use at mymusicmasterclass.com. That's our sister website, which contains over 600 original educational videos from your musical heroes. So look forward to hearing from you.